Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The 21st annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good. And by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. House. Superior additives for every day, every season, every diesel. New England Recovery Center in Westboro. And by FindMassMoney.gov.
This hour, Gresham Fourier is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with offices in Dedham, Marlborough, Woburn, and Sale, New Hampshire. Visit northeastmenshealth.com.
Fighting for those that inspire.
Please help WEEI and NESN strike out cancer.
Please call 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, back to Gresham Fourier and the 21st annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
All right, we have a new number, and for those of you that are watching us on NESN right now, you can see that that number has crested $800,000, $805,344 right now have been donated. We're still waiting for some states to check in.
Let's see the states.
Yeah, let's. I was just going to say, so where are we lacking right now? Idaho, where are you? Utah, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri. It sounds like the opener to the Big 8.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
The old school Big 8.
Iowa,
the new Big 12.
Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, West Virginia, South Carolina. How about that, though? But an overwhelming majority part of the United States have already donated from all across the country here to the WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. As you can see, up and down the East Coast. I don't know what South Carolina's doing right now.
You know, they're just slower.
You know what? My parents haven't woken up yet is really what it is. Once those olds end up rolling out of bed, they'll send along their donation and all that. I know it's counterintuitive to think that olds would sleep past noon, but
it is.
Well, you know, they're up all night and all
that. I remember
that kind of stuff.
Alaska always seems like this like big accomplishment. Like somebody in Alaska's is paying attention to what we're doing out here.
And it's the same as Hawaii as well. But that's the thing. Like, it's the whole time change, right? So, you know, what are we, 1 o'clock Eastern time? So what is
6-hour change.
Yeah, so it's what, 5 a.m. in Hawaii, and then
surfers are up right now. They're catching that morning break. You know, they want to hit some waves, you know, maybe grab a quick little bite at
the
Duke's.
Surfers are up right now.
Oh, yeah, get that longboard. They're hitting the waves right now.
When you were a longboarder, when would you go hit the waves for you, eh?
Before the sun came up.
Is that really what it is?
Yep.
I'd be
before
a little.
The sun came. It's a little freaky going out there. Have you ever been out in the water, like on a raft, on a board, or whatever? When there's no sun, like every little noise freaks you the hell out. Freaks you out.
Yeah, the whole like at night part of it. Yeah, that would be that would completely freak me out.
I just think Jaws. Let's go swimming.
Yeah, everybody. Of course, everybody says that, and then all of a sudden swims by you and you soil yourself and you're out
absolutely
there in the middle of the ocean at night and you're completely freaking out.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd be able to go down the road of the whole surfing in the dark deal, if I could even do it at all. So we did mention that we hit a lunchtime parlay yesterday.
Wow, that's awesome.
So $10. We took four picks and hit them all, won about $130. And what we're really saying to people today is that donating to the Jimmy Fund is as easy as getting onto the parlay, right? Your $10 will make a difference. So instead of throwing it towards the parlay today, where we would give you expert picks to be able to try to win some money, instead put the $10. All you got to do is call 877-738-1234. Or if you want to donate $25, text KCANCER to 20222. Super easy. Very easy for you to be able to donate. We need to make the phones ring. We need to get
the joint jumping. Look at everybody on the phones. Wave your hands. You're on TV.
And what we're hoping as well is that the rain cooperates for tonight's game.
I wasn't even thinking of the weather, but you're right.
Because according,
yeah, look at Gresh's map. Because what I really want to do is try and get everybody who are answering the phones to do the wave. I think they would do the wave. Think they would do it. Let's start over here, right? Let's get them. Let's start on this side over here.
It's why don't you right. go? Hold on. Why and, don't right, go, hold go. On. You need to go over there and lead them. If you're the one who's coming up with all this on the fly, so when you don't know what to say, start the wave. Here we go. So Fourier is going to try to start the wave here. Oh boy. I got it. No, listen, as far as waves go, that was fantastic. No, look, do you know how many terrible waves have been started at Fenway Park and have just literally gone nowhere? That wave was fine. No, there was nothing. What are you doing? I mean, good Lord. Oh, we have to.
You got to call in.
Oh, we have to wait a minute and a half for someone to come sit down. I don't know what to do. Let me.
Wait, that has never been done
put some
ever.
Sand down and dance some soft shoe for us? What are we doing?
This has never been done in the history of the Jimmy Fund.
What, the wave?
A first time wave. A reverse wave.
No, you know what it was?
A wave and a reverse wave.
Again, it was a good wave. Have you ever seen that where they try to start the wave at Fenway Park? It goes nowhere.
Nobody's really into the wave anymore.
Well, that's because it died in 1996.
I still feel like it's relevant and people like it.
Yeah, you remember it because when you got into the NFL, they were still doing
I love
that.
The wave. I love it when it's packed and everybody is like committed to, you know, waiting patiently because you don't want to go too early, you don't want to be too late, you know, and then it just looks awesome. It just looks cool. You'd be the one guy that says, I'm not standing up.
I wouldn't even pay attention to it. I would. My head would be down on my phone or something like that. And it would just completely blow by. I'm sure you're completely right. Hey, also from the sports end, and I know we haven't touched on this, but 4 o'clock today,
yeah,
the Patriots have to have their 53-man roster in. I've been looking to see if there's been anything seismic that is going on, you know, sort of trying to follow along through the Twitter machine and all that kind of stuff. I know that Bill Belichick had a press conference a little while ago. I'm seeing a tweet here from Mike Reese saying that he arrived at his Tuesday news conference and talked about having multiple balls in the air.
Yeah.
Meaning it sounds like there might be some trade chatter going on here in the final hours before the 4 o'clock deadline.
What do you think they would need to trade for? What would be? Trading out.
Oh, I'm talking about probably more than likely trading out. I don't think there is anything bigger seismic that's going to happen. But I would say along the level of trading Pierre Strong to be able to get a developmental offensive lineman.
Or, we've already done that.
Well, or if somebody ends up, well, I mean, look, they have an extra wide receiver. You could argue that maybe they could end up flipping. Now, do you go to the top part of the veteran wide receiver list, or are you looking to maybe flip one of the young guys? You also have a glut of defensive tackle. We were wondering why the Patriots were jumping on the dude from Carolina that they ended up moving away from. They cut Carl Davis. He's now out there putting Instagram memes, joking on himself, saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm a bum now. You know, I'm unemployed. I got to go out and find a job and all that kind of stuff. So there are some places of excess. Would it be completely crazy if they flipped somebody a safety? who maybe they're going to get rid of Josh Bledsoe. And somebody looks at him and say, gee, I'd like to, you know, I need some depth. I need some size. I wouldn't mind having that guy if you're going to cut him. I think there are multiple spots on the roster where the Patriots might cut a player. But if they can get even a sixth or a seventh round pick or something conditional, flip the guy. You're going to cut him anyway, so at least get something for him, even if it's what feels like a nothing pick.
Before 4 o'clock, because I think the one person that I think they can realistically trade and get something back for. Nick Folk is the guy.
Yeah.
And you would sit there and say, he's 38 years old. What's the big deal? He's consistent. He's Mr. Automatic. There are so many teams out there that have found themselves in precarious positions because they didn't or couldn't count on their kicker. You couldn't count on it, so you go for it on fourth down. So you're forced the issue on third down, or you just punt it away, right? Because you just rather – now you got to play defense. I think I've never in my life sat there and looked at a specialist kicking battle and said, that's intriguing. I never wanted to.
No, God, no, you don't want to, but now you're forced to. And some of this is also just sort of I think what teams are getting hip to is the hoarding assets, or can I get this asset for little to nothing so that I don't have to go be competitive out on a free agent market or something like that? Because some of these guys are going to get released, and yeah, there are going to be teams that are going to want to pick some of these players up, but on the whole, you sort of let them go through waivers, and then that way you control the situation. The other way to control the situation would be, all right, fine, I'll give you a seventh-round pick. Just trade me the rights to the guy now so that I can factor him into my top 53. And every team is going to have different needs. You know, there'll be who knows? There might be a team out there that looks at the Patriots O-line and says, I wonder if they're going to get rid of Connor McDermott. Or I wonder if they're going to get rid of this guy. Because at least it's someone that you can bring in with a little bit of playing experience. I think there's the misnomer, Christian, that, you know, when everybody breaks camp, they love their 53-man roster. No. That's why we see moves all the time.
Yeah, and I will say this. So in my experience over 13 years, even when that 4 o'clock hits, there's still movement. Guys are still moving. Guys are still coming in and out. Guys are still technically not safe. You want to know when you're the happiest, especially if you're a veteran player, that opening day roster, once that active roster is out and that game is being played, you are guaranteed your salary, so you don't care about anything. Like, you're not worrying anymore. You're not freaking out anymore. They're not going to trade you anymore because they can't. Well, they can, but they would still have to pay you. And then you would have a whole another decision to make based on what you want to do.
And I think for someone like Nick Folk, I'm wondering if that might work against him. Meaning, I know the Patriots aren't paying Folk a ton of money, right? But let's say they could get a sixth-round pick. Is that team convicted enough to say, all right, I can pay that money for this player? Or do other organizations look at it and say, let him cut him, and then that way I can really truly bring him in on a veteran minimum and absolutely get the contract the way you want it. Now, again, it's not much more than league minimum that Nick Folk would make if somebody did end up acquiring the guy, but you understand the essence of what I'm saying is that where with a younger player it might be, that guy might not get through, or somebody else might bid, give him a better opportunity than what I can. I'll flip a sixth-round pick for this wide receiver or a tight end or somebody that I want. But with a veteran kicker, I do wonder if people look at it and be like, if I want him here, I only want him for the league minimum, and maybe I'll wait till week two to sign him so it's not guaranteed.
And how do you think it works with Bill when he says there's a lot of balls in the air? You know, he's prepping for the first game of the season. You know, does he just have people running in, handing him pieces of paper, like giving him information, like, okay, this may happen? You know, he's not sitting there watching the ticker. He's not sitting there taking phone calls. Somebody's coming into him constantly. How about this deal? How about that deal? Okay, this team called. Arizona called. Seattle called. Dallas is on the phone. What should I do? What should I say?
Well, wait a minute. We might have a little bit of breaking news here.
Oh.
Chicken Nick has just sent along a text. Nick, what do you have in the cut down center? Back in
Well, per Ian Rappaport, the Patriots are trading Nick Folk to the Tennessee Titans.
All right, so there you go.
Did we literally forecast this yesterday?
Nick Folk to the Titans.
Yes, we said it.
In a way, yeah.
They don't have a kicker. So they traded him to the one team that does not have a kicker and who needs a kicker. Speaking of a guy that could be a kicker in the NFL.
Charlie Coyle.
Charlie Coyle could be a kicker, right?
All right, so we'll give you – so the very latest is Nick Folk is going to be traded to the Tennessee Titans. That also settles that the Patriots are on both of the rookie kickers as
Makes sense.
which is something that we will have to unpack. Of course, it is the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Bruins center Charlie Coyle is with us. Charlie, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. And, you know, Lou Maloney, of course, local guy like you. but understand.
All the local guys.
But it's the whole understanding the enormity of the Jimmy Fund and just everything that kind of goes into this from a Bruins end of things. And a guy who did grow up around here. Just the connection to this particular charity for you.
Yeah, it's been pretty special to grow up around here and see what the Jimmy Fund has done firsthand. I remember hearing about it and starting to realize what they do when I was very young, and we all have someone who has been affected, right? And we all want to help out and get our hand in there, and the amount of people and support that people do that around here is just it's so awesome to see, and it seems like it's growing and growing every year. So to kind of be a part of that and be in it, and you always want to help your community wherever you are, wherever you're playing, right? But so be playing at home, and this stuff means even more to myself, and it makes it that much more special to have these people do what they do and the support for people and families who are in need. That's what life's about.
So we had Bruce Cassidy on maybe about an hour and a half ago, and he mentioned how the hockey community, greatest team sport. And he also mentioned how good like hockey players are at being proactive and, you know, contributing to funds like this and activities. Like they're always kind of lending their time. Do you kind of feel like that's important, you know, and that's a true statement by Cassidy as far as how the sport of hockey is probably a little bit more interactive than other sports?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to compare it to, you know, other sports. I just seen it firsthand because I played hockey all my life and been in the NHL now for a few years. So you just see it in our sport. And I think it's just kind of like the culture of it. Like, you know, that's just how it's always been. Everyone's always been like that. You know, blue-collar guys who like to help out and help their community and do whatever you can. And like I said, we all have someone who's been affected, right? We all want to help out. But I think that's just the hockey culture. Like, that's just how the standard is. So everyone's got to follow suit or else you're an outcast, right? So
well, I think compared to other sports, Charlie, you know, in football, you do have peewee football. But, you know, with hockey, what is it? Mites, pites, squirts. There's like a whole – it's like a million different levels, it feels like. And there has always been – what felt like the trickle down to where, whether it was helping the young kids or people in need, is just a part of the culture of the sport that I don't know if it is as ingrained, like down to the youth levels and then outside of the rink the way it is in the hockey world.
Yeah, you could be right there. I just know what I've been taught since I was younger from my parents and the community I've grown up with in Weymouth and then being around Boston and being around the city, like that's just how we're raised, to help people out and help those in need. But I think, the hockey community is no different than that. It's easy to see that, and you're just ingrained in it from when you're very young. And so you don't know anything else, right? That's just how you're raised. So that's how you treat people. And, you know, when someone's in need, you help out. And that's how we've always been. And that's how we are in the hockey community.
All right. How long did it take you to get over the way the season ended?
I don't think we'll ever get over that, honestly. You know, it just – how quickly can you put it behind you, learn from it, and move on? Like, it uses motivation. You know, I think you just – it never goes away. You just – how do you use that? You change it to fuel to fire you up, right? And that's how it goes. It's hard to win. It's hard to win in hockey, you know? You know, people say it's the hardest trophy to win.
Y'all made
right?
it look too easy during the regular season. That was an unbelievable year.
It was fun. Every day you came to the rink, we had such a blast. And, you know, I felt like we barely lost, you know. And it was just a Yeah, it was a blast, honestly. You know, everyone had a great time, and it was never a sad day coming to the rink. You know, whether it was raining or sunny out, it was, we had a good time in there, and we were winning hockey games. Everyone got along. It was a very special team, and I don't know, is any other team going to even come close to that, you know, doing what we did last year in the regular season? No, probably not. You know, who knows? So that's a special, special team, and of course, our end goal, we didn't meet that, and how close we were so many times to keep moving on. You know, we're never that far off, and that's hockey sometimes. It's hard to win, and only one team can, and but we got to use that as fuel to fire us, and I think we are.
Where are you at now in your training? Are you like mid-training, off-season training? Are you peaked out right now and ready for the season? When does the officially report date for you guys?
So camp September 20th. So we're just a few weeks out here. So training's picked up pretty good. Like you're feeling pretty good if you train the right way right now. And then you're kind of pushing the last little bit here. You got guys coming from out of town, coming to the rinks, and it's nice to see everyone come back and see how everyone's summer went and all that stuff. But we only have a few weeks, and it's going to be coming quick. Before you know it, it's going to be opening night. And
do you get anxious? Like, are you been in the league long enough where, like, it just doesn't affect you? Or do you start having sleepless nights, worrying about your numbers? You had a child, right? A new kid, right? Have a new baby,
yeah.
Right? So has that changed your mindset at all as far as your willingness to commit more time to your craft or less?
Yeah, it's – I still get anxious. Of course I do. I think most guys do, if you ask most guys, you know, whether, you know, depending on the testing you have at camp, you want to do well on that. Make sure you're looking like you're in good shape and you put in the work, you know, even though you do, it's still there. Right. And, but I think that means you're excited. We're ready, you know, and it's all good. But yeah, just had a daughter a week ago. So then it's like, all right, I need to make sure I get my sleep. You're fighting that right now. But it's good, you know. You feel for guys who have their kids during the year, you know, or playoffs, or, you know, it can always be a worse situation. So we're going to figure that routine out. But I think on one hand, it's always sometimes when, you know, you kind of think, oh, I got to do more. I got to work hard to do this. But sometimes it's like you got to take a step back. So I'm always kind of taking it. I'm putting in the work 100%. But at times it's like, okay, I can hang with my daughter, hang with the family, and, you know, decompress a little bit. You're not doing too much outside of going to the rink or the gym. So I think that can help.
What is the test? What is a hockey test? I know what the football test is. What is a hockey, hey, prove to me that you've been working out in the off-season test in hockey?
Well, it depends. What, you know, different teams have different tests. And we have an on-ice one. And our on-ice is you start at one end, go to the other, skate there, and then skate past the blue line where you started. Or the near blue line where you started, and you do it so many times, and you got to make sure you're not falling off and tailing off. Your numbers are the same every time you go.
So you do like 10 times to make sure you're not getting slower.
It already sounds exhausting.
Well, I thought you guys always did the air bike.
So that's the other one. That's
the
other one.
Seems like the one that really hurts.
Yeah, that's. I think guys get more anxious for that one than anything else. It's a 3 mile on the assault bike. And depending on your weight, you have to get a certain number
below. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd rather do the little 450-yard, like, little jog that we have to do. That thing sounds like torture.
Yeah, the whole bike thing does.
That would get me anxious.
That,
3 miles?
Yeah, and the assault bike, too. You know, the arms are moving. That's a whole different animal than just a stationary bike. It's
Like reading the paper and you're doing the stationary bike.
Yeah, no, this is it.
Well, I know you had a big year, and look, I'll be the first one to throw myself under the bus.
Why?
You know why? Because at the beginning of the year, I was all over this guy.
Really?
I admit, I was.
This local kid?
I was. I was all over him. It's like, come on, time to step it up, ba-ba-ba, all that. I was harsh, and you know what? Guy played his ass off and had a great year last year. So, again.
That's the fuel we're talking about.
Listen, we're wrong. Every once in a while, we are wrong.
I thought you were always going to play great. I was always team Coyle.
A really nice year. And now with no Patrice Bergeron, a guy like you who's been around matters even more, especially up the middle.
I was going to say, I can't wait to see what you're going to say about me this year if you want me to stay up last year.
I know you're ready for it. Do you get an A? But, you know, without the looming specter of Patrice Bergeron, it really is a big deal this year, is it not?
Yeah, Bergeron, Krejci, this organization, this city, this team has been so lucky to have those guys for so long. They're world-class players, and we're going to miss them. We all wish they could play, you know, but they've done so much for this city, and I don't think people know how lucky they are to have those two guys. But yeah, those are job opportunities right now, right? So that gets me fired up, and it gets our team fired up to, you know, not just the players they are on the ice, but their leadership they bring off or in the locker room. That's huge too, and that's, we want to solidify that culture that those guys added to or those guys brought, and that's why our organization, our team is good, you know, is because of that culture, how we treat everyone, the standard that's set, you know, the work ethic, all that, those little things is what those guys brought. So when those guys are gone, well, how do we emulate that, right? So we have a lot of guys step up, kind of put their hand in and make sure everyone's cutting, pulling a little bit, because you can't replace those guys individually. You can't replace Krejci. No one's going to be a Bergeron. But we can all, you know, put our hand in and make sure, you know, we pull the rope a little more. And we've guys step up. We've guys who are a year older and have more experience who can bring their own leadership in whatever way they can. And that's what we need. We got new guys coming in, some veteran guys coming in too that can help. So that's the tough thing when you lose guys like that of that caliber. You know, how do you replace them? You can't do it solely, but it's a team effort. And I like our team. I think this year, like last year, like I said, that's, I don't know if any other team's going to do that. We set that bar so high, right? But we can strive for it. But if we get a claw away a little more this year, so be it. That's going to help us in the long run come playoff time.
No doubt. There, I owe you a handshake. You shut me up. Well done, man. That was good. You had a hell of a year last year. Charlie Coyle, the Bruins with us. Donate today at 877-738-1234. We will get a new number up on that board.
Go ahead. I told him not to. Well. Go ahead, do it. No, get it done. Go ahead, do it now.
Go ahead.
Do it now. Go ahead.
There goes Charlie Coyle. He's going to help her put the numbers up.
There we go. JimmyFund.org. And again, an easy text, KCANCER, to 20222. Text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. And look at that. We are now over $826,000. Bruins Charlie Coyle throwing them up there.
There you go. That's a better number.
$826,000. We're over $826,404. And we need your help. It is the Jimmy Fund 75th anniversary. Call to donate today. Here's Nick ready to trend.
Brad Stevens joins Jones and Mego this afternoon at 2:30. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox lost to the Astros 13-5 last night. They play the second of their three-game series tonight. Brian Baio takes the mound for the Sox opposite the Astros' J.P. France. Joe Castig and Will Fleming have the call with first pitch at 7:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Network, Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Our coverage begins at 6:10 with Rich Keefe on the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show, MassMutual Insurance Planning Investments. It's cut down day in the NFL. All NFL teams must be down to 53 players by 4 p.m. The Patriots have traded kicker Nick Folk to the Tennessee Titans for a 2025 seventh round pick, and they also have released offensive lineman Chasen Hines, and the Patriots expect Calvin Anderson to be activated off of NFI today. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, we roll along. $826,404 raised so far. Your number to call is 877-738-1234. Or you want to donate $25, super easy. Text KCANCER to 20222. Here with us on set, we have Celeste Pardo, 11 years old, dealt with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mom Nicole is here. Sister Annabelle and Dad Daniel. Everybody, hello. How are you? Thanks for telling us your story. And Celeste, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what you have been dealing with.
I've been dealing with a lot of stress while I was in the treatment, but afterwards, it felt like I understood everyone else, and it was understanding kids who went through this. So I've understood a lot more after this.
So, Mom, take us to the beginning. How did the journey begin?
Sure. So, in January, she just had a cough that wouldn't go away. And so we went and saw her pulmonologist because she had had asthma previously, but it had sort of taken care of itself. So she hadn't needed any inhalers or anything for a couple of years. So we just thought it was that coming back. And then the pulmonologist at Brigham and Women's did a chest x-ray and sent us right over to Children's. And then from there, we went to the Jimmy Fund.
So you are 11 years old.
Yep.
So, yes. Sixth grade.
Yeah, I'm going into sixth grade.
I'm so good at this. That's what happens when we have a lot of kids. Okay, so, and this happened in January. So did you miss any school?
I missed a lot. But when I went back in, it felt great to just be there. And I was I wasn't behind at all. I was caught up with my other classmates.
Yeah, and how was it? How were all your friends, and were they helpful? And
they were great.
Yeah, they were great. And what's it like for you going to the Jimmy Fund Clinic?
It was fantastic. All the nurses are great, and my doctors are great. And I had a really good experience.
Is there an area? A lot of kids come on, and they talk about they like this aspect, this aspect. Kids throw their backpacks. They just run into the resource room. What's your favorite part of the whole clinic?
I loved Pig Day.
What is
it
Pig
was
Day?
Great.
Pig Day.
Pig Day.
It's just a day where you just celebrate pigs, and you get gift bags, and there are cupcakes, and it's great.
It's like a day at work for us.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder if we could have a Pig Day.
Oh, we can have a Pig Day, Fred.
Really?
Who I've never heard of Pig Day. Swine?
I love pigs.
Dad's laughing. That's good. We got Daniel over there. I'm curious for your view of all of this, what your daughter and what your family has kind of gone through.
Yeah, sure. Well, it started off as one of the worst nights of our lives, and it's immediately turned into, learning everything there was to learn about what Celeste was going through. But the doctors at Jimmy Fund had nothing but information for us, and they were amazing at communicating all that for us.
We hear that from so many people. After a while, you think, it's just everybody, or it's just they're rather being a parrot saying the same thing. And sure. No, it's very genuine when it seems like parents tell the stories of the information and the communication that they gave us got you at as much at ease as you possibly could be.
It absolutely was. It was invaluable.
So what now for you, Celeste, right? So when does school start?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, so I can tell you're already excited.
Yeah, I am.
Are kids more excited for school
nowadays? I know. I was thinking the same thing.
I was never happy for school.
All the kids here are excited to go to school. What are you looking forward to the most?
I am really excited to go back to swim team because I needed to, like get out of it. But now I'm going back in September, and I'm super excited for that.
Interesting. And let's ask Annabelle, the sister. What have you learned about your little sister through all this?
Well, I've learned that she is very resilient and that she's really great at handling when different things come up and plan changes, that she can just go with the flow, and she's a very strong person.
Wow, pretty cool.
Wow.
And mom's trying not to cry. We got mom tears over here.
I'm a crier.
You are.
All the time.
So we talking 7 days
Guaranteed.
A week almost? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's ugly. Celeste.
Celeste is even giggling Celeste and being like, oh, yeah, mom's a crier. Here
she's
we go.
Always like, can we not?
So you have to coach mom on not to cry. Mm-hmm. Does it work? Do you have any tricks?
No. Doesn't work.
It never works.
It doesn't
she
work.
Just always
oh,
cries.
I like it. Yeah. It never works. It's going to happen. And yeah. It is what it is. All right, there you go, and you all have accepted it. Well, thank you for coming by. Good luck. Where is school? Tell me, plug your school. Where's school for you?
Hanson Middle School.
All right, then.
And plug your swimming event. What are we doing? Which event are we doing?
I don't like meets, to be honest.
Okay, you just like to swim?
Great. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten, third place, second place, but I haven't really, enjoyed it that much.
Okay. Okay.
What a good, you know what, that'll change as you get older. It's a good perspective.
I like
though.
That, actually.
Yep, very much so. Celeste Pardo, her mom, Nicole, dad, Daniel, sister, Annabelle, thank you for sitting with us. And mom, you got to be happy with yourself. You're not streaming down your face.
Right?
You just got eye water. It's
give
like
me
gotta,
like 5 minutes.
I was going to say, you got a bee sting or something like that. Your eyes watered, you toughed it out, you were okay.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Thank you guys very much. We have Kurt Anolfo, the New England Revolution, bringing it home with Gresh and Fourier next on the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we wrap it up here for the Gresh and Fourier portion of today's telethon. Kurt Anolfo is the New England Revolution Technical Director, which in the soccer world means GM.
Okay.
And he joins us here on the site. Kurt, first of all, great to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys.
I know that you have your own story in dealing with Hodgkin lymphoma.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, kind of walk us through that.
Well, it was like a lifetime ago. I mean, you know, I'm 53 years old, so I was actually diagnosed on my 24th birthday. I went into the, you know, I had a lump in my neck. I had just was fatigued and, you know, just felt like I needed to get to the doctor. I went to the doctor on the 17th. They took a, you know, some, you know, did all the examinations, took some film work and that kind of stuff, and then called me back on my birthday, which was November 19th, and sure enough, was diagnosed with cancer. It was obviously a very difficult period of time. I had just competed in the Olympics about a year earlier, was super healthy, and all of a sudden here I'm diagnosed with advanced cancer. And It was certainly something that changed my life dramatically.
So, I mean, you said, I was just reading like your, you know, your resume, like very distinguished career, you know, playing in the Olympics, doing all sorts of cool stuff. I think it was really cool.
Yeah.
And then you're just hit with this. So where does your head go? Like, you were just talking about how we had this young girl who was on, and you had the exact same thing she had.
Yes.
She was 6. No, she was 11. You're 24.
Yes. So for me, honestly, the initial reaction was I was scared. It's cancer, and you think the worst. That's what I thought. But I'm one of these, you know, I have a very positive mind way of thinking. So pretty quickly, I got angry with my attitude of being scared, and I just put on my game face. And fortunately, I had incredible doctors, and again, that's a big part of, you know, what the Jimmy Fund can bring, right? Great doctors, and luckily, I had the resources to be able to deal with it. But yeah, quickly I changed my mindset. I had an incredible support system from my family, like I said, awesome doctors, and it was just all about getting your game face on and making sure you're, you know, it's the game of your life right now. I mean, you're playing a soccer game, that's easy. All of a sudden, now you got to get up each day, and how do you get yourself your mind right, and how do you start healing in a positive way? And I took an approach where it's my body, and I wanted to learn everything about Hodgkin's disease, and that's what I did. And you know, in a six month period, fortunately, was able to get through it.
Did it change your sort of outlook or sort of on? Because again, you're in your 20s when it happens, and that's, you know, we had a 20 year old sitting here earlier. It's like you found out at 23 that he had an issue.
Yeah.
You were kind of the same way. How did it sort of change your mentality then moving forward?
Well, it's, you know, like I said, I'd been playing soccer my whole life, competed at a really high level. And for me, I was actually also taking pre-med courses. I wanted to be a chiropractor. So all of a sudden, I started thinking, I don't want to be a chiropractor. I want to be involved in soccer as long as I can. And so what I did at that point, my focus became crystal clear on what I wanted to do with my life, and that's be involved with the sport of soccer. So I was able to get healthy. I played again. I didn't play at the same level I played at when I competed in the Olympics, but I was able to play professionally. And then immediately coached and, was assistant coach, head coach, and now 4 years ago became a technical director here with the New England Revolution. And I've always followed my heart. So, I mean, that made things very crystal clear for me on what I wanted out of life and what mattered. And, it just became clear what my mission was in life.
Can I just ask you an overall soccer question?
Sure.
The Lionel Messi hysteria that is going on right now, is that kind of like what teams need to do to get like some sort of like next level of following in the sport? You know, like what he's doing and recruiting other players, technical director, you played internationally, you know what that's like over in Europe. Is that what it's going to take to get soccer MLS to that next level?
I don't think all the teams have to do that. No, we are at the tipping point. Years ago, David Beckham played in our league, and he brought an enormous awareness. And we have really smart owners, and we have a really MLS is very smart in how they've built the league. So it's been this steady increase of getting better each day, each year. And when David Beckham came, it brought more awareness, right? And now, you know, about 10 years later, Messi comes. And he's had this incredible effect, and it's helping bring awareness to this great sport. Soccer is the most popular sport in the world, so it's just a matter of time that it just becomes more mainstream than it is now in the United States. And it's getting there. And like I said, we have really smart owners around this league. Obviously, the Crafts are very smart. They've been involved from the beginning. And everybody sees where it's going. So now with this awareness, everybody's seeing how exciting the games are, how good these players are. And it's obviously been a great thing for the league.
Apple streaming deal, and you've got a lot of cross-pollination of MLS owners that are NFL owners. So you have a lot of people at the higher levels who are very familiar with each other.
Yeah, we have very smart people that are, you know, guiding the league in a really intelligent way. And it's ready to explode. I mean, this, you know, the, this Apple deal, you know, is the first ever, right, in our country.
And that's why Messi's so important, because it's worldwide when you start to think about it. A lot of people think of the streaming and it's like, oh, it's America. No, 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 no. This is a worldwide play, I think, in some ways for MLS.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's a global sport, and, you know, it's showing that, you know, MLS can be a global brand. And, you know, all the foreign players that come over and play here, they realize how difficult it is. It's not an easy league to play in. So we continually get better, and the Messi signing is awesome for the league.
It is. Kurt, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Thanks for sharing your story with us, too. It was great stuff.
My pleasure. Hopefully, the people out there, let's see if we can beat the 3.5 million you guys did last
year. There
we
go.
Let's
do it. 877-738-1234. Kurt, thank you. We appreciate it. Hey, this is normally where we would do Are You Done? And, well, we are done, as in Fourier and I are done for today. But Jones and Mego are in after us right here starting at 2 o'clock. And if you own or manage a business, whether it's retail, medical, or business to business, the customer phone experience is so important to your success. Let Unified Office show you how your customers or patients can have a positive, better interaction with your organization at unifiedoffice.com. All right, $847,730 is where we're at right now. The lines are ringing at 877-738-1234. Come on, Middle America.
Let's go. What are we doing?
It looks like Arkansas and Missouri are in.
Hey, so call now, your friends in South Dakota and North Dakota.
That's right. Let's get them up and running. Jones and Mego are next here from Fenway. One more day of raising money for the Jimmy Fund tomorrow. I'd say Chicken Nick and Billy produced it, but really, Ken Laird and the folks at the Jimmy Fund produced it. Nothing went wrong, so there's no one to blame. How's that? Jones and Mego with Arcan are next. We will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.